Good morning and welcome to Storylines on the Bay 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and today we're speaking with author Connie DiPietro. Welcome to Storylines, Connie.
Thank you.
Connie, we're going to be talking about your own writing career, but also about the imprint that you've started with three other writers called ID Press. So let's get started with how your career as a writer has developed, how it got started.
Well, I was first writing stories just for my children. They were actually children's stories. And I ended up reading them at my son's Montessori, and the teachers loved them. They asked me to come back. The kids loved them. The reaction that I got from these stories was amazing.
Wow.
And I never knew what to do from that. So I went to Durham College, and took a course, which was happened to be taught by Tobin Elliott, who is now one of my partners in ID Press.
Yes.
And that's where I learned about the writers community of Durham Region, and I started getting involved in that, and writing beyond children's stories as well.
Yes, so now you really enjoy editing the work of other people, and you find that that contributes to your own novels.
Absolutely. First off, I know what I'm looking for, a why, a want, and a purpose, especially in the beginning of the piece, say if it's a chapter one or the first page of a short story. So with that knowledge, where I'm editing it, when I go into my own writing, I'm very cognizant of what I'm putting down on the paper. So my first draft is a little tighter than what it used to be, much tighter.
And the pleasure that you've taken in editing has led to ID Press. It's a great story about how ID Press started. Could you tell us a bit about how it all started?
Of course. I was at a breakfast meeting with the writers community of Durham Region, and there was a speaker up front, and he was talking about how when he started writing, him and his friends had wanted to get published and were trying to get published and were not having the immediate success that they were hoping for. So they decided to make their own anthology. And as he was talking, I started thinking, well, I'm a writer. I'm no different than he is. And I have writer friends who all want to get published as well. And we all have great stories. So why couldn't I do the exact same thing? And we made our own anthology from there.
ID Press has had some huge early success. It's really impressive. Your very first anthology that was published through ID Press was called Purgatorium, The Element of Horror. Tell us about how that came together and the challenges.
The premise of Purgatorium and all of our anthologies is to try something different. So we went to people who did not write horror. We went to romance writers. We went to historical writers. We went to a variety of different people, and ask them to stretch their writing ability and write what their idea of horror is and give us a story. And they wowed us.
So not only are you publishing, you're helping writers push their own boundaries.
Absolutely. And push our boundaries as well.
And so has this become one of the mandates of ID Press that maybe you hadn't foreseen when you first talked about the idea?
Well, when we first talked about the idea of writing an anthology, we just thought, let's get a bunch of our friends. And we knew that not all of our friends wrote horror. And then as we started to develop ID Press itself as a press, we started to think of what it was that we wanted out of our micro-publishing house, and what we wanted to bring to the table, how we would be different than everyone else. And that word, different, came out in what we want from our writers as well, and what we want to push from our writers, is that we want them to do something different. So with every anthology, we want them to bend the boundaries of the genre. We don't want the regular tropes and the regular, whether it's horror or romance or crime, or whatever the subject would be, or genre would be. we want them to push themselves to do something a little different. So that is now our motto.
Yes, you're a press by writers for writers.
Right.
So Purgatorium featured a number of WCDR writers. And your second anthology is titled Elusinore, the Element of Romance. So following on what you've just told us, I'm thinking you've got maybe people who generally write horror are trying their hand at romance.
Absolutely. So the last thing that any of us who are part of ID Press write is romance.
Right.
Rather. And we all pushed ourselves and wrote fabulous romance stories, including the other authors as well. So it was a struggle for us. Like I said, we're not just expecting our authors to do something different. We're expecting ourselves to do something different as well.
And I'm just going to name just a few of the authors that are involved with Elusinore. We've got Kevin Craig, who anyone involved with the Muskoka Novel Marathon will, of course, recognize Kevin's name. He's a many, many years running winner of the Muskoka Novel Marathon. He has The Half-Drawn Girl in Elusinore. We have Alex Girl by G.L. Morgan. Holly Schofield, who is the author of over 50 short stories, and her work has been used primarily in university curricula. So she has written romance for you.
Right.
Then we have Kat McDonald with The Powder Eaters and Frozen Beauty by Rebecca House and a number of other titles and authors, including, of course, Nightingale by Tobin Elliott and your own submission, How's the Food Here? And then Dale Long, another of the ID Press partners, has given you Once. So your experience of writing romance, how has that been for you?
It was interesting because I, you know, when you think of romance, especially as a horror writer, you think of, you know, bodice rippers and you're not thinking of just how it could be about love, the love that one feels in a relationship and the desire that everyone should feel that as well. I took it from a different angle, which seems to have worked.
And we're going to hear more about ID Press and about your own work, Connie, when we come back from a short break. Listeners, we're speaking with author Connie DiPietro. You're listening to Storylines on 88.7 FM. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Storylines on the Bay 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and our guest today is author, editor, and publisher, Connie DiPietro. Connie, in our first half, we were talking about helping other people improve their own work as an editor and one of the partners in ID Press. So ID Press has had some tremendous early success with two anthologies, and now you've got a call out for a third. So tell us about the third anthology that's planned.
The third one that we have an open call for submission for right now is called Nefarium. It's The Element of Crime.
And how can writers submit to that?
They could go straight to our website, which is www.idpresspublishing.com.
And tell us, do these writers need to have some publishing credits in order to be considered, or are you just looking at the manuscripts and going strictly on merit of the manuscript?
We are strictly looking on the merits of the manuscript. You do not have to be a known author. In fact, I would love to be able to say that this author started with us.
So this is a great opportunity for people who have been trying to get some publication credits to just make it their best manuscript to submit to you.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Now, in the midst of all of this and children at home and a busy life, you are working on your own novels. Tell us about the work in progress in The Shadow of the Stones.
It is about a coven of witches who, in 1619, decide that they need to hide in order to protect themselves, and they travel through the stones, which are throughout Europe and in the New World, and they end up in Wales. However, they travel through time mistakenly and end up in 1534 Wales and need to hide in Llanlygan Abbey, which is a nunnery, and they're disguised as nuns.
Obviously, you had to do a huge amount of research for this.
Yes, doing so, historical is not a light writing assignment.
And was this something you've always wanted to do? Has this idea been kicking around in your head for some time?
I always have an idea kicking around in my head for some time.
So this has been one of the many?
One of the many.
What does it feel like when you get to the keyboard and this idea that's been percolating for a long time, is it sort of like you finally get to stretch your writing muscles?
Yes. It's funny because at one point you think, oh, I haven't done this for a while because I've been busy editing everybody else's work. And you sit down and you think, I don't know, can I still write myself? And you start doing it and the words start flowing, the ideas start coming, and it's like this release for me. It's almost meditative.
Mm. Wow. Now, that's an interesting description for, you think of a writer at the keyboard and it's just like, you're tearing your hair out because you can't get the right word. And you're thinking of it, this is relaxing for you.
It is relaxing for me. There was a time when I had been going through a lot of stress, and my blood pressure was high, and I hadn't been writing for a long time. And my husband actually took me aside and said, "You know what? You're going to spend a day writing. You're not doing anything else." And I could actually feel my blood pressure drop.
Wow!
Exactly what I needed to do.
So this is a really interesting thing you bring up, because as writers, it's as important as the space. You know, our writing space is for most of us, we try really hard to have a good, conducive writing space. But our partners and the support of our partners is such a big thing. So tell us a little bit about, how that might, help or hinder.
Well, I think it's very important because as a writer, there's a lot of time where you're spending behind the keyboard and not with your family or your spouse or your partner and even possibly your dog, And so they could feel neglected.
Cats, of course, we don't have to worry about because they'll just jump on the keyboard anyway.
Exactly. They're perfectly fine. They prefer being neglected.
Yeah. So you have a supportive partner that makes it all possible.
Yes.
Yeah. As far as ID Press's publications that are available right at the moment, just recap for us the website. If people want to purchase Purgatorium, for instance, they can do that now. And will it be a two-box set with Purgatorium and Eleusinor?
Currently, it is just individual books. And they can purchase on Amazon.com or CA.
Okay.
They can also purchase for their Kindle or their Kobo. And they can go to our website, which is www.idpresspublishing.com. And click on the link and it'll bring you to Amazon.
Terrific. Now, one thing that occurs to me when you're talking about a small press, so you have four partners in a small press, you've never done this kind of thing before. What was that learning curve like to become now to wear this new hat of publisher?
It was a bumpy learning curve. We have some bruises and some scars to show for it, too. With the first book, we were so excited about getting it out. So when we rushed that first print that we ran, we noticed that there was a lot of errors.
And you're talking about editing type errors, typos and that sort of
thing. Editing typo errors and even layout errors. And it was such a rush because we were so excited about it that we didn't think of that final edit and how important that final, it's needing to get that proof and go through it. So now with our second run, we've learned so much from that. And I'm sure we're going to keep on learning with each one to make it easier and smoother.
And one thing, I guess, that when you're straddling kind of the, you're a press, but you're a small press and you're funding yourselves. And when you straddle sort of the self-publishing world, and a lot of our listeners who are self-publishing maybe could learn the lesson that you need to print one copy first and go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Absolutely. There needs to be a proof copy. What we did this time around is we printed four copies, so we each had one.
Right.
We've gone through each. Through them with a fine-tooth comb, making sure that everything was as perfect as can possibly be. And I know that, you know, you'll hear people who are in self-publishing say, well, even the traditional publishers will make spelling errors, and they will.
Yes.
There are occasions that there will be a spelling error, but you want to be as professional as possible and have it as error-free.
Yes.
As possible.
And I think now, you know, having been in both worlds, I do think that we try harder because we feel as self-publishers, we have to prove that we are as professional as the trade publishers, and we are less forgiving of our own errors, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We see the ugly more than anyone else does.
But that's very important, and it's very important to address that and to really prove that self-publishing has come a very, very long way from the old days when it was called vanity publishing.
Oh, yeah.
It's really a viable way to get your work out into the world. Now, I'm also interested, Connie, in how you've structured ID Press in terms of a financial model. Do your writers get paid a percentage for the books that sell? How does that all work?
We pay our authors $25 after the launch. So they get a payment for their book, and then they get a copy of the book as well.
And then do they get to buy at a discount a bunch of copies that they can sell?
Correct. They get a discounted rate for their product that they can sell then at.
So they receive a nominal fee, but more importantly, they have this whole experience of having been published and now being able to sell that book and then go from there.
Exactly. And we try to promote our authors as much as we can as well.
The fact that you've got, say, a dozen writers in one collection, these dozen writers are out there promoting their submission, but along with their submission, they're promoting the other 11. So you've got this whole group dynamic going.
Yes. Thought with it is that I was hoping that everyone would, they would obviously promote their stuff, which in return would promote other people's writing. And
it just sounds like a win-win-win all round, because you not only get to develop your skills in other areas, but you get your work out there and you have a whole group dynamic going for distribution. It's a brilliant idea. Perhaps you have built the model that is now going to be copied.
Possibly.
I congratulate the four of you. Give us all your names again, Connie, because you all really deserve a huge pat on the back for ID Press.
Thank you so much. My name's Connie DiPietro, of course. There's Pat Llewellyn, Tobin Elliott, and Dale Long.
And I really encourage our listeners to hop on to the ID Press website and learn more about ID Press. Connie, it's been a pleasure having you on Storylines this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Listeners, you've been listening to Storylines on the Bay 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Christine Cowley. And remember, we are here in two new time slots, Saturday mornings at 8.05 a.m. and Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. And we will keep on talking to authors and book folks about books and the writing life. Thank you for joining us. Please join us again.